Welcome to REI Marketing Secrets, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of real estate investor marketing. Your host is Trevor Oldham, founder of Podcasting You, and each week we bring you exclusive interviews with successful real estate investors who have mastered the art of marketing their real estate businesses. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out in the real estate industry, this podcast is your gateway to unlocking the secrets behind effective real estate investor marketing. Get ready to elevate your marketing game and take your business to new heights.
Today, I want to dive into the why and how my company, Podcasting You, got started, where today we primarily work with folks in the alternative investment space. This could be your real estate investors, where folks that are investing in multifamily, self-storage, mobile home parks, you name it. We've probably worked with it. Outside of that, you have your CPAs, you have your attorneys, you have even down to folks in the whole life insurance space that we've worked with. And we've now expanded upon that to work with folks in the oil and gas space and other alternative investments. We have a client, they do investing in barrels of whiskey, which is pretty fascinating and interesting to me. But that's where we are today. But that's not where I started the company 7 years ago, or really where I expected it to be today. And I wanted to give you a background on the company and how it got started and how it all transpired into the company that it is today. To preface it, it was 2015. I just graduated high school. I was my first year in college. I was a freshman in college. I was running a different company at that time, and I just thought that it would be really cool for me to go out there and start a podcast. And there weren't a ton of people starting podcasts at that time. It was still pretty fresh. It was still pretty new. And as I was wanting to grow the company, I realized I wanted to talk to different individuals about entrepreneurship and business. And I was interviewing different folks in those, basically those different niches. Some of the people that I had interviewed way back when, they'd be like Tim Sykes, I believe he's a day trader. We had like Ryan Stuman. We had David Osborne, Jay Papazan. I believe David and Jay are both successful investors, or at least Jay is a successful real estate author. I interviewed like Mike Dillard. Dan Locke was another individual. I know he's more of a, I don't know if you could say per se influencer, but he was very helpful for me back in the day. I remember I interviewed him for an hour. And at the end of the hour, we spent 30 more minutes and he was telling me, here's what we should do, or here's what I recommend you do to grow your company. And it didn't come off as salesy or anything like that. And he was just a great guest to have. Did that for about 2 years. And just the partnership wasn't working out in that business, and just decided, hey, I'm just going to punt on this. I'm just going to try to figure out what I want to do next in my life. So now this is about 2017, and I was still in college at that time, not really exactly sure what I was going to be doing, but I knew I wanted to do something within the entrepreneurship, within the entrepreneurial world, and really just started freelancing my skills. Again, I was still in college, wanted to make some extra money, and was out there freelancing, and I had done everything myself. I'm not sure if it's free now, but I had used Pat Flynn. He has a podcast, Smart Passive Income, and he had a YouTube channel, and he would teach you everything you need to know: how to book guests, how to edit your podcast, how to write show notes, how to create social media clips from it. And I basically had self-taught myself everything. So I was the one editing the show. I was the one booking the guests, writing the show notes. So I basically took those skills that I had and I moved them over into freelancing. And I used a platform called Upwork, and I was picking up different clients. I was, again, helping people write recaps of their episodes. I was helping people to edit their podcast. And I found some individuals that wanted to get booked on podcasts. And it was funny. I remember the first client that I ever had when it came to getting booked on podcasts came through the freelancing platform. And the platform I had used at that time was Upwork. I remember I was driving home and I saw a phone call come in from, I believe it was somewhere out in California. And I thought to myself, it's probably just got to be spam. But for some reason, I just decided to answer it. I don't know if I just subconsciously remembered that she was going to be calling me, picked up the phone, had a good conversation with her, and then started working with her on podcast, getting her booked on podcast. Probably, I think, booked her over on over 100 shows eventually. I mean, we just ran out of good quality podcasts with her. But with that said, got my start with her. After about 6 months of freelancing, I realized I really enjoyed booking people on podcasts more so than I enjoyed the aspect of editing podcasts and writing recaps of shows. So I said, let's go and really try to make this work, getting people booked on podcasts. Was still doing it, and I was really just picking up any client that I could. So like, she was a turnkey real estate investor. Outside of her, we worked with like lawyers and authors and politicians and health coaches and other business owners. And it was pretty much just all over the map with a different clientele that we were working with. And I think after the end of the first year, I realized if I actually want to scale this business and do anything with this business, I'm going to have to go out there and bring someone on, run on the first team member, had her for about it. I can't even remember how long she was with us. It's been so long with our company now. I think she was with us for about 2 years, and she was really the first team member to come on, and she was really good to work with and grow the company up until that point. I think she ended up moving and finding a different position somewhere else, but again, she was great to work with. And I think it was about 2 years into running the company, I thought maybe we should have a website. Maybe we should actually put some marketing dollars behind this. I mean, we're picking up these clients, but they're just these freelance clients. I'm not picking up anyone outside of that other than using the freelancing platform. And so I think I developed a Squarespace website, built it out myself. Again, still just bootstrapping the company out there. Ran that for about another 2 years, started to grow the team a little bit, and realized, okay, I really think this company could be more professional. So finally, I think I paid someone $500 to build a WordPress website for me. I could finally afford that at that time. Now, I was talking about 3-4 years ago. Now, hired someone on, a developer. They built out the website, pretty standard, but it was good enough at the time for me. And I think it was like last year or so, I ended up paying someone, I think it was like a couple thousand to go through and revamp our website, make it look a lot better. But again, that was like 6 years in the making. The most I'd spent was $500 on the website to get it developed, not including whatever hosting fees and whatnot, maybe say $100-$150 a year for that. So, you know, pretty, you know, just bootstrapping the company. And about 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, I was like, I'm just spreading myself way too thin. I'm working with all these different niches within all these different industries. Why do I not just want to go all in on one specific niche? But what's that niche going to be? And I remember I was working with a business coach at the time, and he told me, just, you know, what happens if you go all in one niche and it just doesn't work out? And I just thought to myself, well, I just think the best way for me to move forward and to not be pulling out my hair is to work with one specific niche. And I was like, who do I really like working with? Who do I have an interest in? And it always just came back to real estate investors. I'd gotten my license back when I was in my real estate license back when I was in college, thinking that it would help me invest in real estate. No, I think it's expired now. I never ended up using it, but I always just had that interest in real estate and realized I want to work with real estate investors exclusively. And at that time, we had a decent amount of real estate investor clients. It wasn't anything major or anything like that. And then now, you know, we're looking at 7 years later, you know, worked with over 400 investors. And like I talked earlier in this episode, worked with so many different asset classes. It's really broadened our horizon. And, you know, now what we started off as a small team, we really started to grow from there. And now we have about 5 to 6 team members that we have on the team. And we're just consistently growing. We're still a small company, still bootstrapping it. But just wanted to lay that out there. And for those listening, how podcasting you got started, how it sort of grew over the years, and just sort of just bootstrapped it and continued to grow it slowly into this small little but powerful agency at the time. But thank you for listening to today's episode. It would be super appreciative of it if you could go into iTunes, leave us a nice comment, leave us a nice 5-star review, It helps out the podcast. And until next week, I hope everyone has a good week listening to this episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the REI Marketing Secrets podcast. Be sure to head on over to our website to check out the episode's full show notes. We'd love it if you would leave a review for us on iTunes. If you're interested in using podcast guesting to grow your real estate business, head over to podcastingyou.com. That's podcastingyou.com. We've helped over 400 real estate professionals secure more than 6,500 interviews. They're a podcasting booking agency that helps real estate investors appear on top-rated podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe to REI Marketing Secrets Podcast and join us every week as we bring you invaluable insights from the brightest minds in the real estate investment industry. Let's uncover the marketing secrets together.